Well, are we at the point now where some of the rental registration forms are coming in?
They are coming in.
Yeah, they are. It's sending them in. Okay. And getting their business licenses.
Okay. Do you have a sense of how many people are all of a sudden paying up?
No, not yet.
I know that I've received 4 calls, and I think if somebody for the first time, you know, the Willett Hightower is one and a couple other ones like that, that felt they were very surprised that this was even happening. Generally, if those that are caught surprised, I get calls from it. So if I got 4, there's probably at least another 4 out there. There might have been 10. There might have been, I don't know how many there were, though.
Are we going to deal in any way with past taxes that other people paid and these folks didn't?
No, we're not going back. Unless you would like to direct.
So the lesson is, don't cooperate with the city unless they catch you.
What's your recommendation, Dan?
If you would like for us to go back, we would go back. But it would be difficult for us to determine without a lot of looking at paperwork, but we could if you want us to.
I just put myself in a position of the people that have paid the tax for all these years and others have not, and they seem to get rewarded, or not, that's really not the right word, but they seem to escape. So
we can go back 3 years.
Well, some of those may not have known.
They didn't know.
No.
Huh?
Many did not know.
They didn't know.
And you can tell from their federal tax return how much money they received from rental property within the city of Aiken?
If they claimed it. They have.
Oh, you mean they may not have paid federal tax on it either?
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where are we?
I just want to be sure they're in Class 7, they're paying the Class 7 rate like everybody else in Class 7. It's not right for some people in Class 7 to pay one rate and some people to pay another rate.
They should all be paying the same rate.
And I don't like any of it, but there we are. I'm on record. How much altogether? Could we get another figure again this year on how much we altogether get from this tax?
From the tax for
the
rental property or for...
From the business license excise tax.
It's about...
$6 million.
About at least probably 6. We got 3 and 2 and 1. It'd probably be $6.5 to $7 million. We get a little over $3 million on insurance. That's mandated by the state. They said 2% on all insurance. The municipal association does all the billing on that. We should get a check probably next week on that one. We've been ranging the last few years between 3.1 and 3.3 million. We get about 2.2 from the businesses here in Aiken. We get about 1.1 from SCE&G. We get around 200,000 from Atlantic Broadband, the cable company, and it's a little under $200,000 from Aiken Electric Co-op.
And they're each in a category, just like every other business is.
Correct.
And they pay a rate.
Well, no, no. Now, the insurance by state says it's 2%.
You can do that. You do that, though, whether you have a local business license excise tax or not, don't you?
If I understand what you're saying, yes.
I mean, whether you levy the business, it's up to the municipality to levy a business license excise tax.
Correct.
Don't you get the insurance, whatever it is, no matter what, whether the municipality does that or not?
We get we have a business license for an insurance company that's here inside the city, but then for all the insurance, like somebody may be having a life insurance or some other insurance through Wells Fargo.
I know.
And even though they're not inside the city, the municipal association is collecting 2% as per state law.
And we get that no matter what our business license
is. That is correct.
Okay.
And that's mandated by the state. And then we have 3% with SCE&G by franchise agreement, 3% with Aiken Electric Co-op by franchise agreement, 5% with our cable folks by franchise agreement, and then all the other businesses in town, the 2.2 million approximately, is all varied depending on what class they're in.
So it's 2.2 million from everybody else?
Correct.
But you have to levy the $2.2 million in order to collect the others?
No, because the franchise fee is separate. That's a separate agreement.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
No, you wouldn't have to.
So really what we collect from it is $2.2 million.
That we personally, well, again, it then would come to a question, if you took SE&G and they may say, well, is it fair for us to be paying a fee and you're not charging other people a fee?
But don't some municipalities do that in the state?
I don't know of any municipality that does not charge a business license. If there is, I there may be some real
municipality
small...
Municipality meaning cities only?
Correct.
Okay.
Any major size city of, say, 5,000 or more, to my knowledge, they all charge it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, next item, Jim.
Wasn't the next one? Beverly.
Who had that? Beverly. Oh, pardon me.
I think she's gone. Ms. Causey has gone. She was the lady that wrote the letter that's in our packet. And I will talk with her and
okay.
I do want to just say that I know that Lisa, was it you or Sarah, was it you that said that Mr. Stokes from Carlson Park?
Their newly elected president, all right, and I'll let Cynthia have
that. Okay.
And contacted Sarah, I believe. And wanted to convey, wanted you all to understand that that was a personal letter and not a letter that they have sat down and voted on and crafted together as a body.
Right.
They felt that there were a number of things are going forward. Some may help, some may not help, but they're working on the issue, and they want council to know that.
Very good.
Okay, we're adjourned.
Beverly, you talk to Ms. If you go
record
see Ms. Causey and look at any of this stuff, I'd like to go.
You're talking about a bunch of things, you know.